From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. One of Leroy Anderson's wonderful tunes, that one called Homestretch, played by the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Leonard Slatkin, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to have you along on this Thursday afternoon. We have got the London Philharmonic and violinist Salvatore Accardo going to join us later for one of the final works written by Niccolo Paganini and his sonata for both violin and orchestra called Spring or La Primavera. Plus a little bit more from the American composer Arthur Foote with the Da Vinci Quartet. We're looking forward to that as well. Thanks for being on hand here on KPR. Vernon Handley takes up the Ulster Orchestra next. And from the 19th century romantic Irish composer Charles Villiers Stanford, here's an Irish Rhapsody, the second such rhapsody he composed in F minor, on Kansas Public Radio. Irish Rhapsody No. 2 in F minor by composer Charles Villiers Stanford, performed by the Ulster Orchestra with conductor Vernon Handley on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is now 12:26, and still to come is the London Philharmonic and violinist Salvatore Accardo for La Primavera, Spring, the sonata for violin and orchestra by Niccolo Paganini. We'll have that for you in the second half of the hour. Thanks for being with us here on a Thursday afternoon. Support for music programming on KPR today comes from Dr. Pat Hughes of Overland Park, Kansas. Thank you, Dr. Pat, for your continued support of Kansas Public Radio. Right now on the KU campus, sunny skies and 64 degrees. Warming up today to around 72, occasional southwest winds up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy, a low of 51. Partly sunny for tomorrow with highs around 74. We're in the company next of the Da Vinci Quartet and flutist Jeanie Mahone and Foster with Nocturne and Scherzo, chamber music from American composer Arthur Foote, next on KPR. Nocturne and Scherzo, American chamber music composed by Arthur Foote, played there by the Da Vinci Quartet and the flutist Jeanie Mahone and Foster, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:40 now, 20 minutes until our next NPR News update. It is Thursday, and that means Classics Live, tonight at 7 p.m. When Janice Carissa brought her piano recital to the Lead Center Pavilion, concertgoers were gifted with Schumann's Opus 99, Piano Suite Bunte Blätter, or Colorful Leaves, plus a prelude and fugue by Bach and a Scriabin piano sonata, and more. Listen to the KPR recording of this fantastic recital of Janice Carissa. That'll be tonight at 7 during Classics Live. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, partnering with local leaders and volunteers to expand outdoor opportunities, support local economies, and keep Kansas a place where being outdoors is a part of everyday life. Details at kstrails.org. On the KU campus, it is 64 degrees, warming up to around 72 today, sunny skies. For tonight, cloudy, a low of 51. The weekend looks like it'll be nice, at least to start out with, a high in the mid-70s tomorrow with sunny skies, a low of 48 Friday night, and sunny and a high of 83 on Saturday. It does look like there is a chance of showers and possibly thunderstorms late Saturday night. We're ready to bring in the London Philharmonic, conducted here by Charles Dutoit, and with them violinist Salvatore Accardo. We have one of the final things ever written by Niccolo Paganini. This is a sonata for a violin as well as orchestra. Sonatas are usually for smaller ensembles of instruments. Paganini included the whole orchestra with this sonata with variations, known as La Primavera or Spring. Here's the London Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. One of the final works of Niccolo Paganini, La Primavera, or Spring, the sonata for violin as well as orchestra. Charles Dutoit led the London Philharmonic with violinist Salvatore Accardo here on KPR. Almost 1 p.m., and stay tuned next for NPR News. Followed by more classical music, the next hour brings us the Berlin Philharmonic Octet. We'll have a famous bit of chamber music by Antonin Dvorak, the String Sextet. Not to mention Le Prelude, the third symphonic poem by Franz Liszt. The New York Philharmonic has that for us. Much more still to come here on KPR. On the KU campus, 64 degrees at the moment, warming up to 72 today. You're listening to KPR.
Next time on...
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Gabriella Emanuel, NPR News.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From Pietro Mascagni, intermezzo from his opera L'Amico Fritz, My Friend Fritz, played by the Berlin Philharmonic, led by Herbert von Karajan on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome back. I'm Jeff Watson, and some more classical music on a Thursday afternoon is in store for you. The New York Philharmonic Orchestra awaits us later with Le Prelude, the third symphonic poem by Franz Liszt. We've got that and much more before the afternoon is through. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. We'll spend a good deal of time now with the Berlin Philharmonic Octet for some chamber music written by Antonin Dvorak around the year of 1878. During that period, Dvorak's career was just starting to take off. By then, he had started receiving government grants, which enabled him to concentrate solely on composing. And his international fame would be not long in following. In that period, he wrote this bit of chamber music, a string sextet in A major, premiered back in the day by the great virtuoso Josef Joachim. Here's the performance on KPR. Chamber music written in 1878 by Antonin Dvorak, the string sextet in A major, performed by the Berlin Philharmonic Octet on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 1:42, and stay tuned for NPR News at the top of the hour. Classical music continues until 3 p.m. Support for classical music comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel, celebrating Mother's Day with a three-course as well as a children's menu, Sunday, May 10th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Reservations available by calling 785-838-5503. And the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Here on the KU campus, temperatures in the mid-60s, we're warming up to around 72. Tonight, a little cloudy and a low of 51. Partly sunny for tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s, and clear with a low of 48 for Friday night. Leonard Bernstein here to lead the New York Philharmonic Orchestra next on KPR with the third of the 13 symphonic poems that were written by Franz Liszt. This one started out as an overture to the choral cycle of the Four Elements, and became its own standalone concert overture a little later. This is known as Le Prelude, or The Beginnings. The New York Philharmonic, next on KPR. the New York Philharmonic conductor Leonard Bernstein and Symphonic Poem No. 3 by Franz Liszt, Les Préludes, or The Beginnings, here on Kansas Public Radio.
About a year ago.
All things considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from Give Campus, a fundraising platform helping over 1,500 colleges, universities, and independent schools identify, engage, and steward donors. More information at givecampus.com.
News. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information available at hewlett.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's by English composer Ernest Tomlinson, who in that recording was also conductor of the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, that tune called A Little Serenade, here on Kansas Public Radio. Another hour of classical music is in store for you. I'm Jeff Watson, here for a little while longer until 3 p.m., and quite a bit to share with you still to come, such as the Hartley Trio, and music by another English composer, John Ireland, a fantasy trio, is on the way, not to mention a beautiful symphony. The second, written by Boislav Martinu, the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, has that a little bit down the line. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. Here's an enchanting creation for orchestra from Sweden and composer Gunnar de Frumier, a pastoral suite performed by the Swedish Chamber Orchestra, next on KPR. The Pastoral Suite by Swedish composer Gunnar de Frumier, performed by the Swedish Chamber Orchestra, Petter Sundqvist, our conductor. It is 2:21, and still to come, a beautiful symphony, one that you won't want to miss, coming up in just over 10 minutes with the Cincinnati Symphony, Symphony No. 2 by Czech composer Boislav Martinu, is on the way on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart. And Kansas City PBS, presenting There's Just Something About Kansas City, featuring Frank Bohl in conversations with people shaping Kansas City, Sundays at 11:30 a.m. Temperatures in the upper 60s here on the KU campus, high of 72 expected for the day. Cloudy by this evening, a low of 51. Tomorrow should be partly sunny with highs in the mid-70s, a low of 48 for tomorrow night. And for the rest of the weekend, looks okay. There is a chance of showers and thunderstorms late Saturday night. We have with us now the Hartley Trio with English Chamber Music, a fantasy trio in A minor from John Ireland, on Kansas Public Radio. Fantasy Trio in A minor from English composer John Ireland, played by the Hartley Trio on KPR Kansas Public Radio. About 2:34 now, and at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, the music continues on at 7 p.m. with Classics Live. When Janice Carissa brought her piano recital to the Lead Center Pavilion, concertgoers were gifted with Schumann's Opus 99 Piano Suite Bunte Blätter, or Colorful Leaves, and a Prelude and Fugue by Bach and a Scriabin Piano Sonata, and more. Listen to the KPR recording of this fantastic recital of Janice Carissa. That'll be tonight at 7 during Classics Live. And then from 8 to 9 p.m., hour of classical music with Kay McIntyre. That's all just ahead tonight on Kansas Public Radio. Here on KPR, you hear more than sound bites. You hear civil conversations about the issues. KPR provides high-quality news and information that you'll use to stay informed in our changing world. And we can only do this through membership support. You are an essential ingredient in the rich blend of news, entertainment, and connection that is KPR. Give now at our website, kansaspublicradio.org, to support news that matters. And we thank all of you for your wonderful support of Kansas Public Radio. We've got a symphony to bring you now. The Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra is conducted here by Pavel Yevy. And the music is by the Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů. This symphony he wrote in 1943 under a commission of the Czech community of Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland Orchestra originally premiered the piece that was written to mark the 25th anniversary of the foundation of Czechoslovakia. Martinů's Symphony No. 2. Here's the Cincinnati Symphony with the performance on KPR. Music composed in 1943, Symphony No. 2 by Czech composer Bohuslav Martinů. We listen to the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra under conductor Pavel Yevy on Kansas Public Radio, where it's now just about 3 p.m., and all things considered from NPR News is just ahead. Later on tonight, you can catch more music. Classics Live is at 7 p.m., and then from 8 to 9, there's an hour of music with Kay McIntyre in store for you. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me as always. I'll have more classical music for you tomorrow at noon. On the KU campus, it's 68 degrees, warming up to 72 today. A little cloudy by tonight with a low of 51. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online at KansasPublicRadio.org.